Well, we decided to do share a show, so we're going to do this every Friday until I forget to do it. Share a show means we're going to just let somebody come in and take over the show. Dave, and of course I'm kidding. I would never do the show without Dave, as far as he knows. And a young man very interested in sports sitting to your right is coming in. We're sharing the show with Zan Bando, and Zan's going to do the sports coming up.
Zan is going to do the 9:30 sportscast on the 50,000-watt blowtorch. How do you feel about that, Zan?
You're not nervous.
I feel pretty good about it. I'm not really that nervous.
You know, you don't seem like a guy that gets nervous. You seem like a guy that's pretty cool under pressure.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm not that nervous. And most of the stuff that's in the sportscast I've heard about already, so this is nothing really that new.
Maybe you could give us something fresh, Dave. The young man's bored.
He immediately, what was the first thing he said? Where do I play the audio?
Yeah, no, he said, where do I play the audio, and what's a W-2?
Yeah, and what time are you leaving?
And when I have your desk?
So, Zan, who's your favorite team?
My favorite Chicago team, it will always start with the Bears, and then it'll go Blackhawks, Bulls, and then the Cubs.
And then the White Sox.
Yeah.
Oh, Northsider.
How are you feeling about the Bears' chances this year?
I'm feeling very good about their chances. If they could just improve their defense a little bit more, I think that will be a lot better.
Who needs Hamp?
Really?
Right?
Well, they've made some moves to improve their defense. You like the moves they've made?
I have. We'll just see how the Jared Allen, Lamar Houston rotation goes, and I hope it works out great. And we could be a top 10 defense if they play really, really well.
Kid knows his stuff.
Wow,
man.
Can I ask him about his thoughts on Javier Baez?
He's going to make amazing so far. If he keeps playing the way he's been playing, the kid's going to be really good. He could possibly be the future of the Chicago Cubs.
What do you think of his bat speed? You like the bat speed?
I do.
Yeah, strikeouts, though. Yeah, a lot of strikeouts, too. You got to cut that swing down just a little bit.
Yeah. You know what, though? Well, he's proven the kid could have an 0-for-3 game and then come back and hit two jacks. It's unbelievable. It's amazing.
He's got the lingo down, yeah. The cliches,
you know,
just like us.
He's a really nice kid, and you know how much I love hearing him drop into that sports speak.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
as long as he doesn't say apparently.
Yes.
Did you hear about that kid?
Apparently kid.
Yeah. Did you see the little kid that was what was his name? A little redheaded kid, right?
Forgot his name.
Yeah, he was on. Was he reviewing? What was he reviewing? Something, wasn't he?
The fair. They went and talked to him at a little fair in Pennsylvania.
And every other sentence started with apparently.
Apparently.
We got to get Zan's thoughts on the Blackhawks too.
We just had a caller ask a moment ago if Zan's also going to take your Northwestern jobs after he takes this one.
Well, you know, might as well. I guess. You know, at least if I'm losing this gig.
Actually, Zan's a good name for a cat. Zan the cat.
Yeah, very good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind. I actually, no offense to Dave.
Zan, that's my job.
He's great, but I wouldn't mind taking his Northwestern job.
There you go.
Okay.
Football, basketball, or both?
I would take football over basketball.
Okay. Well, you can still do hoops, man.
Yeah.
That gets you out of the house occasionally.
I could still.
Oh, you can do hoops. All right. Well, apparently they're all gone.
That's a done deal.
It's 9:19. We're back with more in a moment. And the new star of the show, Zan Bando. It's the Zan Bando Show. We're sharing a show on 720 WGN.
Dave and it's sports. Dave and it's sports.
Oh, it's like a farewell.
Dave and it's sports. Dave and it's sports. Dave and it's sports.
Put your ears on.
Dave and it's sports.
It's an update.
Dave and it's sports.
It's an update.
Dave and it's sports.
Speaking of sports, Saturday on WGN TV, if Zan hasn't taken over that as well, Len and JD will be on the call as Javier Baez and the Cubs host Tampa Bay. You'll hear the Cubs in Tampa Bay today on your 720 WGN Cubs Tampa Bay radio. I'm sorry, Dave, were you going to tell us that?
No, I just love that Javier Baez wasn't even a Cub like 4 days ago, and right, now he's the name mentioned in all the promos.
He is the primary hope. For the future.
The only hope.
Yes. Javier Baez, as we determined earlier, greatest Cub of all time. Actually, who's your all-time? Zan's here. Zan Bando. We're sharing a show, and Zan is the star of the hour. Zan, who's your favorite all-time Cub?
Favorite all-time
Cub.
That's a good question. Starlin Castro for now. I also like Anthony Rizzo.
Mm-hmm. The new guys. You're 14?
Yeah.
You're 14. So going back to 03 might be a stretch. What about the 08, 09 seasons, last time the Cubs were in the playoffs?
Let's see. Back then, Kerry Wood probably.
Yeah, Woody's tough to beat. Yeah, it's a good guy, too.
Mm-hmm. Good choice.
All right, Zan, I don't mean to keep talking to you when you're trying to prepare your sportscast for the bottom of the hour. Anna, you know what this is like. You're trying to get ready
There's
to go on
the air. Pressure right now. I mean, you're just Andrea, getting him off his game now. I mean,
you guys,
it's not like fair
you're
at all.
Trying to get, but this kid seems so cool and relaxed, it doesn't seem like a big deal to him.
No, he's ready to go. He's got all the knowledge right up here.
Right.
Right in his head.
Right. Did you, when, most recently over at Fox or at NBC, do you have any pregame routine you'd go through outside of obviously having the, doing the makeup thing?
The makeup thing. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. No, I didn't really. You mean like some kind of like sports players have? Like some kind of thing, they ritual or something they do every day? No, I always, you know what? The one thing, though, I always made sure I had tea up there with
tea,
me.
Tea for your
warm
voice.
Tea. Yeah. That's it.
How about you?
Yeah. Oh, I drink coffee. I try and have a half a cup before I get here or a cup and then maybe a cup halfway through the show.
Yeah, do mornings you need that.
Yeah.
Mary, do you have a routine before work?
Like, I have to do my neck exercises and, you know.
By the way, I've been doing them all week.
Have you?
Yeah.
Is it helping?
Yeah, it does make a difference.
See, told you.
Yeah. Excellent. And Orion, of course, milks a cow right before he goes on.
I milk a soybean blend.
He milks a soybean plant.
Yes.
And me, I'm just lucky to have the gig. So I'll just turn the microphone on and just say whatever occurs to me. Zan Banda will be doing the sports at the bottom of the hour,
awesome.
So stand by for that.
And we want to get a shot on the Blackhawks, too.
What do you think of the Blackhawks?
I think that they're a pretty good team. I'm still bitter about Game 7 from last season, but I think that this year's a new year, and I think that they're going to surprise a lot of people and win the Cup.
Yeah!
Good call.
From the authority. Yep. That's great.
Now, Zan, who is the biggest threat to the Blackhawks in the West? Because I don't think it's the LA Kings.
Biggest threat to the Blackhawks in the West? It's a big surprise, but I actually think it's the Anaheim Ducks.
Oh, you think it's the Ducks? Yeah, I would have gone with the Blues. I think the Blues are going to be very tough, but the Ducks are a very good team.
The West is pretty insane. It actually.
There's too many. There are too many good teams.
Mm-hmm. There are a lot of good teams.
We got to ship somebody to the East.
Yeah.
I'll make a call on that since Dave's run is over. Hey, one thing before we go any further, and this is not breaking news, but it's news we really haven't had time to get to. And you're saying, Steve, don't you save that till the end of the show for we're out of time? Not in this case. Dayline London. Anna, you may be interested in this as well because I know you've taken a selfie in the past.
Yeah,
we all have.
Yeah, sure. Everybody.
Photographer David Slater complained on Thursday that Wikipedia rejected his request for images to be removed from a website. He said he owns the copyright to the images of crested black macaw monkeys that were taken in the Indonesian jungle in 2011. Wasn't that the monkey stole the camera, went behind the bush, and took it by himself. It required a large input from myself. The Wikipedia Foundation says they legally own all the monkey selfies. This guy taught monkeys how to take selfies.
Oh, jeez. And they're really cute pictures. I saw them online. I mean, they're worthwhile. Check. Have you seen them? Check them out.
The monkeys taking selfies, and Wikipedia says, no, those are ours. You posted them. We own the pictures.
Nice. Did you see the
monkey selfies?
Did you see the two girls who want to start a brand new selfie museum? I want to say it's in China.
A selfie museum.
And it's just random. Did you hear about that, Dan? It's people.
I don't think I heard about it, but that's pretty amazing.
Isn't it cool?
I don't know how they would be able to do it, though. They would have to take a lot of selfies to film.
Yes,
that's right.
That's, you know what, Zan, as I like to say, that's a lot of monkeys.
Yeah.
That is a lot of monkeys if you're going to fill a museum.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't think they were going to fill the museum with selfies of the monkeys.
All selfies, monkeys. People, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So they went, yeah.
Oh, it's, well, couldn't they have a monkey wing?
They could totally have a monkey wing. They're probably going to get a lot of monkey pictures.
Okay.
Because a lot of monkey business.
Yes.
We need to take an Aussie as a group, you know.
Yeah. A Wheezy. Yes.
Yeah. A Wheezy.
Yeah. An Aussie, a Wheezy. Yeah. All of this. What's his name over at Channel 9? Who's the Weisenheimer that listens?
Conrad?
No, the other guy.
Potash.
The other one.
Skilling?
Pat? Tomasulo?
No, the other one. No, the guy that runs around town, but he's not Anna.
Marcus Leshock.
That's the one. Marcus Leshock was doing a thing the other day where he brought in a bunch of equipment, new technologies, and there was like a cane, like an extender, so you could get different angles with your selfie. Because, you know, how many people take selfies and you go, my arm's not long enough?
Right.
Right?
You just look bad.
So it's like a stick cane and it would extend like a telescoping pole. And then you could take it out to 4 feet, 6 feet, 8 feet, 10 feet, and hold it out.
I love it.
With a remote trigger you could take the picture of yourself.
Oh, yeah. I saw that. It works really good with group shots, group selfies.
Is that what it's for?
It's for like family, big, huge groups.
It's like a pointer. Remember in class, they have those long pointers?
Yeah. Or when you're at the eye doctor and they make you read that thing. It's
Boy,
way far away.
I need that.
Boy, what'll they think of next? Oh, we got to take a break, and then we'll come back with the news. And Zambando filling in for Dave Innitt until we finalize the paperwork on 720 WGN.
And now with a look of WGN Sports and his sports debut on WGN Radio, here's Zambando.
Thank you, Andrea. The Bears make their first Soldier Field appearance of the preseason tonight when they host the Philadelphia Eagles. Quarterback Jay Cutler is expected to play briefly before giving way to Jordan Palmer and Jimmy Clausen, battling for the number 2 quarterback spot. Javier Baez plays his first game at Wrigley Field today after hitting 2 home runs in the Cubs' 6-2 win over the Rockies, and manager Rick Renteria said Baez did some damage.
Well, Javi, you know, nice day, nice homer down the left field pole and then a clothesline homer to right center field. Again, here's another young man who you see him out there. He's very calm, very composed. Regardless of the past couple of days and strikeouts, and every day is different.
In 3 games in Colorado, Baez hit 3 home runs and drove in 5 runs. The Cubs have won 7 of their last 10 games, and today the Cubs open a 3-game series with Tampa Bay at the Friendly Confines. You can hear today's game here on WGN Radio with the pregame at 2:30, and Pat Hughes and Ron Coomer have the first pitch at 3:05. The White Sox started a series in Seattle last night with a 13-3 loss to the Mariners. Seattle hit 4 home runs off. I was pitching Jose Quintana starts game 2 for the Sox tonight. The Dodgers had pitcher Roberto Hernandez from Philadelphia for a couple players to be named. He'll start for the Dodgers tonight versus the Brewers. And the U.S. basketball team has suffered another loss. This time it's Kevin Durant of the Oklahoma City Thunder who withdrew from the team. Durant says he is mentally and physically drained. And that's sports.
Yeah, give your name, buddy.
And that's sports. I'm Zan Bando, WGN Sports.
Yeah! Yeah! Excellent.
All right.
Very nice.
I would go with flawless.
I'm packing.
Woo.
I'm on my way.
You know, A++ I'm going.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, let me go to the control booth where Ross and Caitlin are standing by. Your thoughts in there on Zan's performance?
That could not have been better. I've never seen a better sportscast.
Yeah, and
okay, Ross. Really, I mean, I loved it too, but never saw a better.
Next generation.
Mary, your thoughts on Zan's ability?
I'm speechless. Yeah. This is really good. Really.
Zan, I got to tell you, dude, first time is tough. You stepped up and you knocked it out of the park, baby. You know what you did? You Javier Baez that one. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. It's 9:53. And Devontis, Andrea Darlis, Dave Innitt here. Dave, I've decided to keep you.
Oh, thank you, Steve.
I mean, I think you're a really big part of the show. And the main reason is Zan at 14 should probably finish school.
He should. He's going into high school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you're going to be a freshman?
Yes.
Excited about it?
Yeah, I am.
What school are you going to?
Down to Scruff North.
What is that, the Flying Horned Frogs? What's the
No, we're the Trojans.
The Trojans, okay. And how's the sports programs there? Pretty good?
They're pretty good. Basketball being their main one. Their football program is trying to get better every year. I don't know how they're going to do this year. It could either be really good, really bad, or really average.
You know what?
It's honest.
Other than the really good part, Cubs. Yeah, just describe the Cubs.
Yeah.
And you're excited about Baez, in case you missed it earlier. You're excited about Baez.
Yeah, I'm excited about him.
You're optimistic about the Bears. You're very optimistic about the Blackhawks.
Yeah.
What about this? But here's the thing. Every quarterback in the NFL gets hurt.
Yes, that is true.
So Jay Cutler, when he gets hurt, who's the quarterback?
Well, it's going to come down to Jordan Palmer or Jimmy Clausen, and we'll see who wins the number 2 job. I mean,
you put tape the 2 of them together, you don't have an NFL quarterback, do you?
No, you don't. Not at all.
That's my concern.
Okay, what would you have said a year ago, Zan? about Josh McCown at this time.
I would have said yes, he is a very good backup quarterback.
Yeah,
and
Zan
I can't...
would have, because Zan knew, because Zan did the research. Zan called me last year at this time and said, watch out for McCown. And I said, oh, Dave Bennett says he's not going to happen.
I never said that. So, I'm just asking the question.
I think you can learn from Zan. I think you can learn from Zan.
No question.
I think what you have to do, Dave, is you have to reach back into the 40s when you started. And you think, I remember the hunger that I had then. I remember that Zan reminds me of a young Dave Bennett, a guy who really cared about it, a guy who didn't phony.
By the way, if you have any more live reads this hour, have Zan do them.
Oh. It's not too late. We got 5 more minutes. We can rethink this whole thing.
He's exactly
Zan
right.
Zan could be here Monday morning.
No, he's exactly right.
Dark and early.
It's a pleasure to meet you, man. You're a very impressive young man, and I know you got a great dad. I've met him. But I hope you have a great year at school, and you're always welcome here. And thanks for setting me up to pick on Dave, because you know how much fun that is from listening to the show.
Thank you, Steve.
And great hilarious. Sports.
Dave?
Great
yeah.
sports
awesome job,
too.
By the way.
Great Thank job. You. Great job.
Yeah, nice job. And Dave, nice job by you.